Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, September 26th, going into Thursday morning as well. Talking point guards today and hearing from Keenan Evans as well. And Reggie Jackson, some big talk about the point guard position for the Detroit Pistons. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine as we prepare for the Detroit Pistons season. Training camp is underway. The preseason schedule is right around the corner, and October 17th, the Pistons and the Nets will get things going. But today we're going to be talking about point guards big, the number one spot. So I figured we'll go with them first, with the one position. The latest with Reggie Jackson, we'll also profile what his season could look like in a little bit, some things to be worried about and some things to be optimistic about as well. We have an interview with Keenan Evans, the newest two-way player from the Pistons, the undrafted rookie from Texas Tech. We'll tell you more about who he is and hear from him. We're also going to talk about Ish Smith and Jose Calderon and what their roles could look like as members of the Pistons from the point guard position. Also, one of the rookies should see significant minutes at point guards down the line. We'll see how that develops as the season goes on. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Follow that one and give the retweets to that as well. We're looking to get to 1,000 followers before tip-off on October 17th. And right now, I feel like we're at about 925, so we need a pretty big boost to get to that number. Maybe it's a little bit too optimistic, but we'll see if you guys can help us pull it off here in these next few weeks. And also the Facebook page, Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Give us a like on there, as that helps increase the audience as well. Looking to get those numbers up as the season gets going here. We want month-over-month increases in downloads, and I'm confident we'll be able to do that, especially with your help, the loyal listeners out there who are going to help us out big time here. But today, we're going to start with Reggie Jackson. One of the most interesting things about Reggie is what his role will be with the Detroit Pistons. Before, it was easy during his time here in Detroit. It was no mystery. He was going to start. He was going to play the bulk of point guard minutes, although with Ish Smith that has been here the last few years, Reggie Jackson doesn't get maybe prime time point guard minutes, and probably because of the injury history he's had as well. But maybe less minutes than maybe your average star point guard in the league. Not that Reggie's a star, but kind of in that next tier of point guards. And like I said, you knew what he was going to do. He was going to start. He's going to play next to KCP. He was going to play next to Avery Bradley, play next to Reggie Bullock. But now the difference is with Dwayne Casey, there might be some change in how he's used, who he's playing with, and some other things that Reggie Jackson and Pistons fans have been accustomed to him doing. And Reggie talked about that at Media Day with the new coach, Dwayne Casey, on Monday. And here's the clip of Reggie talking about that.
As far as how you think you're going to be used in this offense to help run the offense, how do you think it's going to be different than what you experienced being the primary point under Van Gundy?
I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. I just want to win. That's always why I play basketball. So you told me I had to kick the ball down the court 100 times and I wouldn't get a penalty, or you wouldn't get a turnover for it and it's going to win. Cool. Like, let's just go find a way to win. I just want to get out here and continue to compete. So I find us playing fast. I find us, like I said, as a team, us shooting more threes, hopefully getting into the flow of the game quicker and up the court with much more pace. Other than that, you know, let the ball bounce. I've moved my whole life, and I've just found ways to be successful, I think, on the offense end. Just find a way to play basketball. I think I got great teammates, and we'll find a way to play off each other. I know a lot. I got a star in Blake now. I've got a big star in Blake, and Dre's been developing continually as a passer. I think Stanley's been working on his game. And with the coach's system, you've seen, shoot, he wasn't afraid to play two guards that stood, like, under 6 foot. You know, I got mad respect for Kyle Lowry. Respect his game, where he's come from. Somebody, when I see him in the summer, show love to and talk to. So to see him on the court at times with guys, with Fred VanVleet, shoot, it'd be him, those two, and DeLon Wright. I see envision possibilities of playing with Ish and allowing somebody else to push the ball at times. But I just see it being free-flowing, and let's just go out there and figure each other out. And really, his whole concept, as I see, is give the ball space. I think that's where the game's developing. So many guys are getting talented. Their guys can put on the deck, bigs put on the deck, shoot it. Guards can pose. Like, it's becoming a game that positionless game. So I don't think we're gonna hold ourselves back with necessarily just looking at it as stereotypical positions. We're trying to get into this new age of just play. And let your talent be what it is, and hopefully you make the right reads off cues, because this is a game of checkers. It's not chess. You can't sit down and plan each move. It's quick, it's fast, and it's about who can read and react and continue to make the right decisions.
And that was Reggie Jackson from Media Day. Now, inside the numbers, according to Synergy, and I'm cherry-picking some of this stuff from the full-court press series that James Edwards III did for the Athletic website. I know that a lot of you aren't Athletic subscribers, so I wanted to pass along some of that information. And I'm encouraging you to get a subscription to The Athletic for this upcoming Pistons season. James is probably the best read you can find on the internet in terms of the in-depth stuff, the things that you really need to know if you're going to separate yourself from the other knowledgeable Pistons fans out there. 1.168 points per possession for Reggie Jackson when he's spotting up, which is excellent when compared to the other players through the Synergy site. That's important because of who his coach is and who is around him coming up this season. Dwayne Casey has talked about running his offense through Blake Griffin a lot more. And also, Casey's past suggests that there's different player combinations afoot. A lot of talk about playing point guards together. Maybe Reggie's off the ball a little bit more with Ish Smith with the ball in his hands, or maybe even a guy like Jose Calderon, Keenan Evans, or Bruce Brown. Now, if Reggie is off the ball, by the way, before you get too excited about a lineup with Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith, how would that group look on the defensive end of the court? Maybe you don't want to think about that quite yet while we still have our good feelings about how this season's going to go. But Reggie, by the way, still pretty good in pick and roll last year, and you could still see a lot of that with him and Andre Drummond, maybe with Blake Griffin as well. I'm interested to see how the shot looks for him, how the skills look for him, because look, you got two veteran guys with injuries in Blake Griffin and Reggie Jackson, and those guys are veterans now. Blake turning 30 on March 16th, and then Reggie turning 29 in April, although Reggie's body is much older than a 29-year-old. I think he would even admit that as well. Blake had the scientific summer, finally healthy. He did all the things he wanted to do, had the plan in place, and Reggie had the Netflix and chill summer, rehabbing the ankle, trying to get right, staying away from the court. And as a Pistons fan, you can't have it both ways and see both of them as a positive. To hear Reggie say that, "I've shot a million jumpers, and that's not going away. I've dribbled the basketball hundreds of millions of times." He'll get right back in it after missing a few months of court time, and is what he, according to him. And I'm not saying that was a bad move in terms of rehabbing his body and trying to get his ankle right, but he's likely not going to be improving his skills by sitting around, especially when you contrast that with what Blake Griffin did, who was in the lab all summer with trainer Noah LaRoche, concentrating on read and react situations to optimize team play and the value per shot and possession. The approaches of the summer were the extremes for Reggie Jackson and Blake Griffin, and we'll see which one pays off more for each guy. And again, I'm not saying either one was wrong or that Blake worked too hard, that Reggie was chilling out. I mean, they were just kind of doing what they felt needed to be done for them to be better players this coming up season, according to what they said and according to the details that they've passed along to us over these past couple weeks. But we'll see how it pans out. But obviously more about Reggie. He's got the 1 year left on his deal after this season. I believe $17 million this year and then $18 million next year. And as we know, Sports Illustrated called him the 97th best player in the NBA coming into this season. Pretty optimistic if you're looking at things objectively, that's a pretty good spot if you're a Pistons fan. Of course, ESPN on their NBA rank list did not have him in their top 100. So a lot of questions with Reggie Jackson coming into this season, and we know how important he has been to the success of the Pistons going forward. I think those stats are a little bit overblown. I think that sometimes the Pistons were just kind of playing well when he was out there this past season, and weren't playing well when he wasn't out there. And obviously he has something to do with it as one of the top players on the roster. But I don't think it was necessarily because of Reggie Jackson they were playing well, and because he wasn't out there, they weren't playing well. Now, of course, they had point guard issues with Ish Smith starting. We talked about that at length last year. But we'll see how those numbers continue to bear going forward. And like we've said, not a lot of security blanket with Reggie Jackson if he goes down again this year. There's certainly not a starting level point guard that you can just insert into that lineup right away. Maybe Jose Calderon is an upgrade over Jameer Nelson, and Dwayne Casey might feel better about throwing him into the starting lineup as opposed to Ish Smith from last season, keeping Ish with that second unit. But we'll talk about that stuff a little bit later here on the show. We're also going to hear from Keenan Evans, the new two-way player with the Pistons. Got a one-on-one interview with him that I'm excited to share with you guys up next. But Locked On NFL is becoming everyone's favorite daily NFL national podcast. Mondays, it's the local experts on the biggest stories of the week. Tuesdays, former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfels joins Matt Williamson. Wednesday, it's Mike Renner of Pro Football Focus. And Thursday, it is the great Mike Sando of ESPN. And Friday, you get Matt's picks on there as well. But Pistons season is coming. We know it's only a few weeks away. Can you believe it? With Vivid Seats, you can attend the game or concerts or shows of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make things even better, Vivid Seats is giving Locked On Pistons listeners an exclusive promo code for $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. And I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about Ish Smith and Jose Calderon, the veteran point guards, providing the depth off the bench for the Detroit Pistons coming into the season, both on contract years, by the way, and the chances that Bruce Brown, the rookie out of Miami, could play some point guard for the Pistons as well. But I had Andy from Ann Arbor, one of our listeners, reach out and have some questions about the upcoming open practice and team scrimmage coming to Ann Arbor this weekend on Saturday at the Chrysler Center on the campus of the University of Michigan. Yes, that's coming up on Saturday. Like I said, it's probably just going to be kind of a light scrimmage as far as what they'll show the fans there. If you want to show up at 11 a.m. when the doors open, the kids can all get a shot on the court for free. And then the Pistons will take the court at about noon. So again, admission to the event is free, but tickets are available while supplies last. I put up a link on the Locked On Pistons Twitter account and also on Facebook as well. It's at pistons.com/open practice. You can get 6 free tickets per account. So you got to sign up for a Ticketmaster account, and you can get the free tickets through there. So you got to do that if you want to show up before. If you want to show up on practice day, I'm not sure if they're going to be available or not, but the web link will also include parking information. So I wouldn't count on just showing up and getting in there for free, or maybe it'll be a little bit more of a hassle on practice day to just show up and try to get tickets then. So I would do it beforehand. But again, according to the Pistons, guests can enter through the Chrysler Center and through the northeast entrance beginning at 11 a.m. And all kids entering to open the practice from 11 a.m. to 11:30 will have the interactive opportunity to take their own shot on the court. And I'm interested to hear from you guys how that goes if you're able to head out to Ann Arbor for that practice on Saturday. But we're talking about Keenan Evans a little bit today, the two-way player undrafted out of Texas Tech. He was a four-year player in college, a bit of an anomaly in terms of NBA rookies that are four-year players these days. He had a toe injury that he played through down the stretch of the Red Raiders season, his senior year this year, and still was able to guide them to a deep NCAA tournament run. They made the Elite Eight. He played there along with Zaire Smith, who Philly traded for, and is a rookie for the 76ers, although Zaire will miss much of the season with a foot injury that he has. He has the Jones fracture, but he's expected to be back in December, by the way. Anyway, Keenan Evans, just a very good season, finished strong despite that toe injury that he had. Devontae Graham, he was a all Big 12 player, which is was a really good conference in college basketball this past season, joining guys like Devontae Graham, who became the second time all Big 12 player of the year out of Kansas, a player that the Pistons fans, some of you guys out there, wanted to draft in the second round. He ended up with the Charlotte Hornets. And then Javon Carter from West Virginia was another all Big 10 or all Big 12 first team player out of West Virginia. He ended up in Memphis. That's a guy that a lot of you guys really wanted the Pistons to draft in the second round, and we'll see how that goes with Javon's career. And of course, Trae Young from Oklahoma, now at the Atlanta Hawks, was an all Big 12 player, along with Keenan Evans and Dean Wade of Kansas State, the only guy of that five-man group who is still in college. He's still with the Wildcats there in Manhattan, Kansas. But as we said, Keenan Evans took the Red Raiders to the Elite Eight, and Pistons fans will be getting to know him as he's on a two-way deal with the Grand Rapids Drive and the Detroit Pistons. I got an article going up for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal after I talked to Keenan, and a lot got some of the details in there as well. You're going to want to check that out. That's going to drop in that paper on Thursday or Friday, and I'll pass along a link to that. But here's my interview from Monday, one-on-one with Keenan Evans, the point guard on the two-way deal for the Detroit Pistons. Here with Keenan Evans of the Detroit Pistons. What was the summer like? You didn't get to play in summer league, but were you healthy right after that, or how did you handle the rehab process?
Summer was slow. It was very slow. Sucked being on the sideline the whole summer watching, people play. But it was kind of fun to stay around basketball. But it was just a very slow summer, just rehabbing the entire time and just trying to, get back.
And to the Detroit fans who haven't seen you play, what are some of the things that you bring, and how would you size up your strengths and maybe even a little bit of weaknesses as a player?
I think kind of do a little bit of everything. I compete. That's the main thing. I like to compete on, defense, offense. Very team-oriented guy. Like to see my teammates do great. I feel like I can, even though I'm a rookie in this league, I'm just 4 years in college, to give me some more experience and learning, and just quick in the summer and off-season process. I've learned so much from Blake, Reggie, and Dre, and I've learned so much from them. So I just want to step in and bring whatever I can to the team.
Can you describe to us what those few days were like? Obviously, the draft doesn't go how you'd like, and then you're getting ready to maybe play with Golden State, and then this opportunity comes about. Can you kind of take us through those couple days there?
Kind of going into the draft, I kind of knew what would happen. But at the end of the day, I was just kind of like, this isn't the end. Just get back healthy and do what you, do what you can do. Control what you can control. And so, going into the draft, I knew, I had a couple options after. And so once Coach Casey called me after the draft, it just kind of, brought joy. So I was really looking forward to, getting to work with the Pistons. Mm-hmm.
Was that two-way deal something that you had as kind of a best-case scenario after the draft as far as what you were kind of hoping for from some team?
Talking to my agents, it was just like, the worst thing that could happen is a two-way. So that's all I could ask for, is just, a foot inside the door. So that's all I needed.
Mm-hmm. And since that time at the Summer League where you were around the team to now, you went to L.A. with the team, or what kind of things were you doing to get ready?
I was just rehabbing, doing everything, going to practices. There was certain stuff I was doing drills in, but I couldn't do 5-on-5, and, just slowly working my way back. So just being around the team helped a lot, and, building chemistry, and, they knew the issue with me. So it wasn't like they were just watching, like, why is he playing? So it was a good deal.
Are you, what were you at right now physically? Are you cleared? Are you ready to go for training camp?
I'm cleared. I'm full 5-on-5 ready. Been playing, so it's been fun being back out there and competing again.
How long have you been cleared physically?
I got cleared the beginning of September. I got back, started playing 5-on-5, like right beginning of September, or a little bit before, a couple days before September. So it feels good being able to go at people and have people come at me.
You'll be probably, I would imagine, back and forth. Do you have an idea for what that's going to be like, to kind of be watching the phone maybe throughout the summer or throughout the season like that?
My agents, coaches, and past people who have been on two ways have talked to me about it, but it's still like, you never know how it's going to go. So at the end of the day, I'm just, being positive about it, just being as flexible as possible, and, just stepping up when I can, and, just worrying about taking it one day at a time.
Have you had a chance to be back in around Dallas or back on campus at all since these past few months?
Yes, I have. I've went back to campus to work out, start getting back in shape, and then went back home for a little bit before I came back to Detroit. And, it's been good. It's been a good thing to relax and be around your family, because, it's about to be a long season, but I'm sure they'll be excited to come to Detroit or come to Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it's going to be like this next week in Ann Arbor? you know, these. I know you've been around the guys a little bit, but it's a whole different thing. Full time training camp going.
It'll be fun. It'll be very competitive. I'm looking forward to it. You know, first training camp, so kind of got the jitter. So it'll be exciting, and it'll be you know, something that I won't forget. First training camp.
Thank you, Keenan Evans. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Wanted to remind you guys to check out the Locked On Lions podcast. The Lions back in action on Sunday, taking on the Dallas Cowboys in the heart of Texas. So check out Matt Derry, part of the network, the Locked On Lions podcast. We appreciate the support from him as well. Ish Smith and Jose Calderon, also going to talk a little Bruce Brown here as we get to the depth of the Pistons point guard position. Both Ish and Jose in contract years for the Pistons. Ish making $6 million this season. Jose, the veteran minimum, at about $2.3 million this year. With Reggie Jackson becoming more expendable as time goes on with his near-expiring contract status, he will expire after next season. The point guard position could look very different in Detroit a year from now. Ish Smith, 30 years old, entering his third season in Detroit, something he's never done, which is play three seasons with the same team. Famously, this is Ish's 10th stop in the NBA. He's been all over the place. And this season, maybe we could see a little bit of a step forward in three-pointers with him. That's the talk about Dwayne Casey and the new regime. Ish was a non-factor behind the line early in the season, but maybe that changes. He actually got hot towards the end of the year from 22 of 53 during a stretch late in the season, including 10 of 22 in six April games for Ish Smith from beyond the stripe. He has to be salivating about the prospect of pace, which is right up his alley, and how well Casey's second unit did last season in Toronto. Maybe he could be the DeLon Wright in Detroit. He will be matched up in practice quite a bit with Jose Calderon, another veteran who was brought in to replace Dwight Bikes for a team in Detroit that wants to win right away. Jose Calderon will turn 37 years old on Friday, the oldest member of the Detroit Pistons and the only player on the Pistons roster who is older than I am. So we've still got Jose to grab onto to keep us feeling a little bit younger. But this Pistons stint is his eighth different stop in the NBA, although just seven different teams, because as we know, one of those teams in his first stops was the Pistons. He played for Detroit in 28 games in 2012-13 after being traded from his first team in the league, Toronto, who he played with for a number of seasons before getting dealt to Detroit. The Pistons in that deal was a three-way deal that they unloaded Austin Day and Tayshaun Prince during a disastrous stretch of basketball for the Detroit Pistons organization. Jose scored 11.6 points per game for the Pistons in that stint. Since that time that he has been away from Detroit, obviously his best days are very much behind him at this point. The points and minutes have gone down pretty much consistently ever since then. A bit of a resurgence last year in Cleveland with LeBron James and the Cavaliers getting to the NBA Finals, starting 32 games on a team that went to the NBA Finals. They had Isaiah Thomas go down with the injury, were pretty desperate midway through the season, picked up Jose Calderon, and gave him some real minutes as a member of that team. Is he an upgrade as to what the Pistons had with Jameer Nelson last season as their emergency pickup at point guard? Well, he has to be, because Jameer was pretty much a zero in his time with Detroit. But I wonder if we might see the same thing this year with Jose. Turning 37 years old in the NBA, a lot of the mileage that he's had early in his career, also with the national team in Spain as well. Not a good thing to be a 37-year-old point guard in this league, right around the time when a guy could go off a cliff. So I would caution you to not be too excited about Jose Calderon. Something that might be encouraging if you want to talk yourself into it is the three-point shooting that he had last year. He was outstanding for Cleveland from beyond the arc, 46.4% last year. However, this was 1 year after he shot 26.7% in Atlanta, which is a 20-point percent drop-off. Obviously a huge one there. Really rolling the dice there if you think that Jose Calderon could be up over 40%, anywhere close to the 46% he shot last year. However, a 41% career shooter, but really no telling where that's going to end up, as he was really bad the three seasons leading up to last year, then dramatically turned it around with LeBron and the Cavs. Which is it? We'll see what the Pistons get with Jose Calderon this year. Another minus defender in the backcourt, which is a problem when you got Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith back there. Which leads me to Bruce Brown, who should be a plus defender even from day one with him in the NBA, the second round pick out of Miami for the Pistons this past June. I suspect that late in the season, that Bruce Brown could be getting big minutes at the one in a reserve role. Maybe Calderon gets released at some point, or Ish gets traded in a dump if the Pistons want to upgrade another position somewhere else, or if he's the piece that ultimately gets them under the tax, the luxury tax line for good, if Ish Smith gets traded for maybe a future second round pick or something like that, or like I said, maybe even released if the Pistons want to get under that tax line. And Dwayne Casey suggested as much as far as Bruce Brown getting minutes at the one at media day. I would think that Bruce Brown might get a taste of NBA action very early in the season for the Pistons to get his feet wet there, maybe get 5 or 10 minutes a game here and there, but then spend a good chunk of time in Grand Rapids as the season goes on, playing point guard, getting used to that at the G League level. And maybe Keenan Evans gets back up in Detroit at some point as an emergency point guard while Bruce figures it out early in Grand Rapids, especially if Reggie Jackson is ever out. Maybe Keenan Evans is the first answer as far as a depth point guard at the NBA level. But then ultimately the Pistons really kind of want to see what they have with Bruce Brown as point guard. Maybe that's something that progresses on over the years in his career, but I would not be surprised if you're looking at a team and you're looking at a team that wants to get in the playoffs and maybe even wants to do something in the playoffs. I'm looking at Ish Smith. I'm looking at Jose Calderon and Keenan Evans as a rookie right now, and I'm not very excited about any of those backup point guard propositions. Unless Ish Smith gets really rolling like he has at times throughout his career, I would be more excited about the upside of a guy with like Bruce Brown at point guard as the season gets winding down and gets into the second half of it. But you never know how rookies are going to look when they step on to the court in the NBA. So maybe that's a little bit of a wild speculation, and maybe Ish Smith is a much better option as the backup point guard as we look at, you know, February, March, and the playoff stretch drive as well. But give me a follow on Twitter. Let me know what you think. Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, and also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Check out the Facebook page, Locked On Pistons-MattShook. Give us a like there. If you want to react to anything we talked about today, give us a call at 810-666-1546 with the text or the voicemail line, 810-666-1546 is the way to reach us there. Also, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app, enter the promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event, and I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. This is your host, Matt Shook, for the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you all again tomorrow.